We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're up to the third chapter, the 13th paragraph, page Chafvav in these editions. The Chazon Ish had discussed that Emunah and Bitachon are the recognition that God is running the world, and that recognition, even in times when one would have a hard time accepting that he's really running the world. And then the Chazon Ish went on to discuss that part of Emunah u'Bitachon is that I work according to the system of the Torah. And the Chazon Ish said that that's very difficult because a person very often thinks that if I'm a God-fearing person and I work on my traits and I'm a nice guy, that's enough. And it's not enough because there are 613 mitzvot and they run according to a system. And within that system, there's a right and a wrong. And sometimes we look at a case and we don't know the halacha, and we're so quick to assume that A is right and B is wrong, and we're going to side with A, and we're going to do it with all the zeal of a righteous person, when in fact it could be that Mr. A is dead wrong. You know where this happens often? In divorce cases. People hear Lashon Hara, and they believe it, and then they're willing to back the person. You know, I once got a phone call in the middle of the night. Someone calls me up and says, so-and-so's husband refuses to leave the house. You got to get someone to come and kick him out of the house. So I said, why would you kick the guy out of the house? You know, it's his house too. So then they want to spoof forth all this Lashon Hara. And I say, wait a second, how do you know it's true? You're calling me up, someone told you a whole story, but who said it's true? You're ready to kick a guy out of his own house because you believe someone's Lashon Hara? Yeah, do you know? Are they saying he's threatening someone with a knife? What are they saying? In the middle of the night, you've bought into a story and now you're sure this person should be kicked out of the house. Who says that's true? So sometimes we're so quick to rush at a story with all the zeal and all the intent to do what's pious, and maybe it's not. So the Chazon Ish says we have to develop a sensitivity for the system of the Torah. Not only the traits of being a God-fearing person and knowing that God runs the world and trying to do what's right, we also have to know there's a system of what's right and wrong. And if you want to develop an affinity, a connection to that system, you have to learn. The more you learn the system and understand the system, the more you'll connect with the system. If all you do is connect with the concept of Judaism at large, so then you could be, in Hebrew we have a saying, you could be pushing the gas, the pedal to the metal, and your car is still in neutral, or worse, in reverse, right? So you're doing everything with the greatest intent, but who says you're doing what's right? It's got to be within the system. And so the Chazon Ish says to develop that sensitivity, you have to learn the details of the system. Even if you won't know the halachic ruling in a specific instance, but one will develop the sensitivity to work with that system, not only to work with the ideals of connecting, but the bottom line, what am I supposed to do? Min ha-kinyanim ha-ikariim lishtarem be'avat ha-mishpat. One of the prime fundamental ways to connect with loving the system, the legal system of Judaism, hu alimud b'gmara pshat tosfot b'alachot b'chlan. That's learning in general the laws, learning the Gemara, learning the Rashi, learning the Tosfos of the halachos, just learning the tractates. U'v'alachot shebinam l'chavro b'chlan. So in general, if you learn Daf Yomi, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and specifically, if you learn the laws between man and his fellow man, if you learn those laws, וכמו שכתב הגריס צצל, והיותר משריש פירות מעמיקות הוא עמל והיון בגמרא פירוש רשי תוספות. He says, you want to know what will develop the deepest roots in one's heart? That's when you work really hard to understand Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. When you work on just understanding the system of our sages. Even if a person has not mastered all the laws, nonetheless, what you will master through learning the details of the Gemara, what a person develops within himself is that humility, that acceptance of the system, of the legal system of Israel. Very often we accept the ideals. That's why people like the tractates of the fathers, the Pirkei Avot. It's beautiful ideals. But you want to apply it, you got to know the system. You got to know the legal structure. You got to know the halachos. Okay, so you don't know the halachos, but at least you can connect to the system at large. And one, through learning the Gemara and Rashi and Tosos, one develops that recognition that the most basic thing, the fundamental, the foundations of doing mitzvot is going with halacha. It's knowing what to do when. And that whenever you have a question that pertains to your fellow man, go ask a rabbi, go ask the halacha. We are so biased, and we think it's so obvious that I'm right. Maybe, maybe not. I have two friends. They're both my friends. And one won't talk with the other. And the guy who won't talk with the other is convinced he's right. Now the problem is that when he told me why he thinks he's right, I sat down and I said to him, now you know I'm impartial. And you know I'm your friend, and you know I gain nothing from this. But I have to tell you, that looking at the contract you made with this other guy, you have no claim on him. And the guy looks me in the face and says, I like you a lot, but you're wrong. And walks out. And I said, wait a second. I'm telling you, ask anyone who understands Allah. Ask anyone you trust to be on your side. If they're willing to be impartial enough, the way you worded the contract, he doesn't owe you a penny. And he's convinced that the other guy owes him thousands of dollars. And he's so biased that there's a system, there's a halacha, there's a way to write up a contract. He didn't write it correctly. I'm very sorry, the guy doesn't owe him the money. But he's not willing to hear it. And he's working with his concepts. He's not willing to hear, you know, there's a halacha. Go check. I told him, ask any judge you want. You don't have to ask me. This isn't my expertise. But a simple reading of the contract says he doesn't owe you the money. In order to connect, you have to learn. As you learn the details, you connect with the concept. This is what living a Torah lifestyle is about. To just learn it at large doesn't do it. You got to learn the details. And as you learn them, you start connecting to what's really going on here. I had the privilege of teaching a class that was very skeptical of Judaism. These were from birth kids. Who thought that Judaism is very biased against women. And I had the interesting task of teaching them Tractate Ketubos. Now, Tractate Ketubos is a tractate that discusses the legal marriage contract between a man and a woman. So you'd think if there's something sticky in Judaism about women's rights, it's Ketubos. Wrong. If you only learn the details, you see that Ketubos is all about protecting a woman. The whole tractate, almost every page, they would walk away and go, wow. Every page, they saw page after page, institutions that are pro-women. If you're getting your Judaism from the media, so you think this is a medieval religion which is biased against women. If you actually stop and open the tractate and learn the details of the laws, you realize that if the halacha is biased in one direction or the other, it's biased in the favor of a woman. The whole ksuba is one-sided. You read the ksuba, it doesn't say one word about what your wife owes you. All it says is what you owe her. Look through the ksuba. What does it say? I will feed you. I will take care of you. I will... Look at it. So one of the guys was a wise aleck, and he said, you see, the Torah is feministic because you're taking care of her. She's the weakling here. I said, wait. In a few pages, you'll see that if she feels that she's making more money and she doesn't need you, she can tell you, go fly a kite. You don't, that she has a right to say, I don't need anything in the ksuba. She has a right to say, I'm not giving you your end, you don't give me your end. I'm not giving you my end, you don't give me your end. She has a right to nix out all the monetary institutions that were made for her benefit. She can say, I'm not interested. I make more money than him. I'm not interested in his support. I'll take care of myself, I'll take care of himself. If he'll need a loan, he'll give me a call. We'll see if I can do something. Right? So the whole institution, even if you think there's something there that's not in her benefit, well, she could nix it. She could say, I don't want it. So again, you learn the details, you suddenly see, wow. That's what Chazon Ish says. You, in order to get into that mode of understanding that being a God-fearing person and connecting to Judaism is about connecting to the system, the legal system, you have to learn the system. Speaking about it isn't enough. You don't connect from talking about it. You connect from learning it. Yes?
Is the Chazon Ish talking specifically about just learning the details of the halachas, or maybe also like how when you're studying Gemara or asking questions, you're sort of learning their thought process and learning how to think like the Gemara as well. And it's teaching you like a different way of thinking and a different outlook as well.
I would think he means that as well, but I'm not sure. I don't see that he spells it out. When a person is wise and he works on understanding the Torah, understanding the Gemara, understanding the commentaries on the Talmud, understanding Halacha, and he supplements that with the works about being a God-fearing person and an ethical person, shlemuto bitucha, he can be confident that he will be whole, v'yashruto shmura, and he can rest assured that he will be straight and honest. But someone who leaves and does not invest in learning halacha, he does not invest in learning the laws of the Torah. All he works on all the time is, how do I become an ethical person, a good person? It's all theoretical. He hasn't brought it down to the bottom line. In safek shu chadul ha-mishpat, b'ninu batuach miriot chaver lish mashchit mibli misim. Undoubtedly, a person like that will not have honesty. He will have good intentions, but he cannot be confident that he won't end up putting his lot with people who are destructive. He won't notice. He will have all the good intent and all the zeal, but he cannot be confident that he's headed up the right road. He's hitting the gas. The question is, where is he headed? And you can't know. He says the only way to know is to work with the halacha, to work on being a good, kind person and understanding its applications. An example of that we find with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was walking in the desert. He came across a dead man. That's called a meis mitzvah. One of the greatest mitzvahs in the Torah is if we encounter a dead person, we have a mitzvah to take care of the burial of the person. So he figures, the poor man's out here in the heat. What'll I do with him? No one knows who he is. No one knows. No one's around. What are we going to do? So Rabbi Akiva schleps the guy to town and no one knows who he is. And he schleps him all the way to a cemetery and he buries him. And he comes to his rabbeim, and the rabbis say, why'd you do that? So he said, I brought him to a good burial ground. And the rabbis say, but the soul suffers every time you move the body. That body could have been buried on the spot. You didn't have to move him, and every inch you moved him, you sweated in the heat for nothing. The soul suffered up in heaven. What'd you do that for? So here Rabbi Akiva worked so hard carrying the body across a desert with all the good intentions, and then he did wrong. And that's what ends up happening. A person can have all the right intentions, but who said he does right? That's the saddest thing. You work hard and you're shooting yourself in the foot. So that's where the Chazon Ish says, being a God-fearing person and all the right intentions must be supplemented with an understanding of halacha. They have to go hand in hand.